Prologue. Positano, Italy. 6 years ago. Sebastian.
Thank you for meeting with me.
My gaze moved from the amber liquid in the glass to the Englishman sitting across from me. Henry Cuthers. A rich and entitled arse. Dressed in a herringbone check suit circa the Al Capone days, he looked about as vintage as the clothes he was wearing. A 38 caliber revolver hidden in a shoulder holster beneath his jacket would complete the look. But no, a man like him wouldn't carry. He had his bodyguards to protect him so he wouldn't break his manicured nails. Cuthers stiffened with my eyes set on him. His pale skin reddened from the base of his throat to the tips of his two big ears, letting me know his tough guy look was just an act. He was a businessman with too much time on his hands, and now he was showing his cards, his fear, and he should be afraid.
I assume you're calling in a favour, one that violates the rules.
My patience dwindled with every passing second as I waited for him to speak. A slight tremor appeared in his hand when he slid half a piece of paper across the table.
My wife wants a divorce. She left me a 3-line note to say goodbye before she took off to Rome with another man, as if 10 years of marriage meant nothing. I didn't touch the paper as I observed him.
The whites of his eyes overwhelmed the green colour. Lips drawn tight, fingers curled into his palms on the table. Grief and sadness? No. Anger and betrayal? Hell yes.
And this is a problem because...
I remembered his wife, a classic beauty. She was reminiscent of Sophia Loren in the prime of her career. I'd never understood why she married a man like Cuthers, not even for his wealth.
She left me for a competitor. I'm worried she'll sell company secrets, screw me over in more ways than one.
What do you want? I leaned back in the seat, catching a brunette's eyes at the table off to my left.
We've worked together in the past, my friend. I heard you were in the area and hoped you would agree to help. You did accept the meeting.
Cuthers motioned to the bodyguard standing nearby, a briefcase clutched at his side, beckoning him to the table. The man popped the twin gold locks and flashed the money, then quickly snapped the briefcase shut.
$300,000 now, another 3 after the job is done. Make it look like an accident. An extra 100 if you can set up her new lover, too.
I'm not a hitman. The words came out like the blunt tip of an unpolished knife.
No one would have to know.
The nervous sweat at his brow journeyed down the sides of his clean-shaven face.
Think of the money.
Patience now exhausted, I angled my head and brought my gaze to the black and white checkered floor for a heartbeat. With swift movements, I rose and lunged toward him before he could react, before his bodyguard would even know what happened. With Cuthers' lapels in hand, I yanked him to his feet, then twisted his arm behind his back and slammed his face onto the table. My hand remained steady on the back of his neck as I held him in place. I swept my gaze from left to right. The red-lipped brunette caught my eyes and smiled. Conversation in the room abruptly stopped, but only for a moment. Most people were well acquainted with who I worked for, so they wouldn't attempt to intervene. Cuthers' idiot bodyguard didn't seem to understand because he pressed the muzzle of his gun against my temple.
I suggest you remove your weapon before I kill you and your employer.
Cuthers lifted his hand in the air, signalling to his guard to lower his weapon. It wasn't smart to go around the rules. I leaned forward and brought my mouth to his ear. Your membership has officially been revoked. Consider yourself lucky that's the extent of it.
You're only a fixer. You can't.
Grabbing a handful of his hair, I lifted his head and slammed his cheek back down onto the table, then bent his arm even farther back on the verge of dislocating it from the shoulder. I speak for every leader, not just for La Lega dei Fratelli. The arsehole needed a reminder that the rules applied to the League of Brothers here as well as elsewhere. The rules were sacred. No league protection from now on.
He moaned when I punctuated my words with one last twist of his arm.
Understood.
I released him with a shove and stood to my full height.